scenario. Here's the scenario. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Here's the Scenario Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Feeney, being joined with me, as always,
Brendan Sagalo, as well as
a tender-backed Michael Shane Cannon.
Nice.
And boy, do we have a fun one in store today, gang. We have a bunch of ChatGPT AI-based...
Right on time.
Right on time.
It just came out.
Yeah, and no other show has done this.
No, they've definitely not even talked about AI as in-depth as we're about to be, especially with the expertise that we all have.
Yeah, I'm always late to everything. Like, when something comes out and it's like ChatGPT, I'm like, and then all the podcasts are like, let's do the fucking ChatGPT thing. I'm like, this sucks, dude.
Yeah,
like,
immediately.
Like, yeah, and then after a while, like,
we're doing something else,
okay? I find myself on the website and I'm like, all right, well.
Yeah. No. It's like me with recommendations. Somebody was like, you got to watch Breaking Bad. I was like, everybody likes it. It's stupid. And then 3 years later, I'm like, yeah, I've never watched
it. Did you watch The Patriot?
Yeah. What?
Did you watch The Patriot?
Not yet. I forgot.
You texted Nicole. I saw you text her saying, I want to watch The Patriot tonight.
I haven't watched a single thing with Nicole since then.
The Patriot.
Oh, I gotta.
I don't know if she'll love it.
I haven't been home.
But I know you will.
All right.
Watching Invincible again.
So this show usually is about you sending us questions, hypotheticals, what ifs. And thanks for, if you're new, welcome.
Welcome.
We've been waiting for you, but you're here now and that's all that matters. So thanks for being here. Thanks for subscribing on YouTube. And thanks for leaving nice comments.
Yeah.
That's right.
So we have a couple of guess what? We got a couple of ChatGPTs because I had made one, sent it to the group, and I was like, this is so fucking funny, dude. Because they get us.
There's enough of us on podcasts out there now where they're able to track in a good likelihood the pattern in which we would speak and say like most words.
It's terrifying.
It's it really defines and dilutes your entire essence into a series of patterns and mathematical
it's
formulas.
It's that easy, huh, robot?
Nicole, how...
We open it, the first thing it says, Brendan, it's that easy, hey, robot?
Because Nicole was the one that put in the... You all right?
No, I was saying I was acting out.
The scene kept going.
Oh. It's really
it's good.
Because Nicole's the one that entered the prompts, and so she knows exactly what the tone of the show and what really would wet our whistle. But Nicole, on average, how long did it take for the computer to spit something back at you?
It took like 10 seconds.
It's seconds, dude. It's like, dude, it's so satisfying to watch.
Oh, yeah. They're like typing in real time. So it's not even like.
The only thing I've used it for is a workout plan. And I felt I was okay to do that because I mean, we are truly doing what the WGA is afraid of. Like, this is, it flies in
this is actually a protest of AI. This is in favor of the writer's strike. We just want to show you how stupid and how they'll sound nothing like us.
And how not accurate at all.
Yeah,
probably.
This is not accurate, and we're not just a formula in math.
Yeah, and then after this, we're going to a Michael's, and we're going to make some stuff.
Crochet.
I am weary that when Nicole printed these out, she put our names on them. That makes me feel like there's a prank coming.
Yeah, I don't know what the names are, but I do like that my name's on the top. I very much appreciate that. It makes it feel a little bit more individualistic. I like that my name's up there.
Okay.
Love that. Great job, Nicole, on the name.
Where'd you print these out? At the Fox lot?
Kinko's?
I printed them here, but I also put your names on it because of the last thing that's in there. I don't know if I want to reveal it yet, but I only gave you a copy of your own so the other people can't see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, I don't understand.
I do understand. Don't worry. We'll get to it.
Let's just get right to it, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's a Scenario Podcast episode.
Ooh.
Oh, and you have to do the narration,
oops,
right?
Yeah.
Which one are we doing?
No, so we'll do... Okay, yeah, Nicole, you're going to do the scene directions?
Yes.
And the actions, and then
Hollywood.
Play ourselves.
Yeah, somebody slice this into a usable reel for all three of us.
Where's craft services?
Of course, that's your question.
Yeah.
All right, shall we? All right, just to reiterate, I did text everybody before we started that most of my prompts were very vague and anything that happens is not of my doing.
And just to iterate for the first time to the audience, Nicole's patience with us is razor thin.
Yeah, and I also want to say, the three of us are going to this completely blind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's
both
do it.
Brendan and I also have fresh, wet paint on us right now.
Yeah, show your paint.
Due to the, of
due
course,
to stupid disease.
Yeah, due to, of course, they're doing fucking construction in our tight hallway for the 1 hour we need access. 1 hour a week.
Here's a scenario podcast episode written by ChatGPT in direct protest of the WGA.
Michael Jacobs from Boy Meets World.
Write an episode of Here's a Scenario starring Mike Cannon, Mike Feeney, and Brendan Sagalow. There has to be a fight, and that's one of the hosts walks off the show.
Wow.
Take it away, Nicole.
All right, we're in the studio. Visualize the studio. The set of Here's the Scenario is buzzing with energy as the hosts Mike Cannon, Mike Feeney, and Brendan Sagalow take their seats. The atmosphere is lighthearted, but tension lingers in the
Shut up.
Welcome back, folks. We're here for another exciting episode of Here's the Scenario. I'm your host, Mike Cannon, joined by my hilarious friends, Mike Feeney and Brendan Sagalow.
That's right, Cannon. We're ready to dive into some wild hypotheticals and ridiculous scenarios.
Yeah, ready as we'll ever be.
The show begins with the host tackling a series of lighthearted scenarios, generating laughter and banter among us. However, as the show progresses, the tension between and Mike Feeney becomes palpable.
Palpable.
All right, it says me noticing the tension. Hey, what's going on, guys? Is everything all right?
Noticing the tension. Hit that line again.
I said, hey, what's going on, guys? Is everything all right?
Feeney here. Feeney here keeps interrupting me. I can't even finish a sentence without him jumping in.
Oh, come on, Brendan. You're always exaggerating. It's just banter.
No, it's not just banter, Feeney. It's disrespectful, and it's been happening for weeks.
All right. Let's take a breather, guys. We don't want this to escalate.
The tension simmers for a moment, but as they continue with the next scenario, it boils over.
All right, Brendan, mocking, why don't you tell us your answer? Or are you too slow to think on your feet?
That's it! I've had enough of your condescending attitude, Feeney. I am done with this show.
Brendan storms off the set, leaving Mike Cannon and Mike Feeney stunned and silent.
Brendan, wait! Come back! This isn't worth it!
Damn it, Cannon. I didn't mean for it to escalate like this. I should have just eased up.
The camera pans to Brendan outside the studio, pacing back and forth, clearly upset. All right, back in the studio, Mike Cannon, Mike Feeney sit in silence, the atmosphere heavy with regret. After a few minutes, Mike Cannon breaks the silence.
We messed up, Feeney. We let our egos get in the way of our friendship and the show.
Yeah.
What, did I write this?
Yeah, you're right. We owe it to Brendan and our fans to make this right.
They both stand up, determined to find Brendan and apologize.
Oh, wait. I have a different thing than you guys.
What?
Well, then you got pretty far. If that was all guessing.
That's incredible. What were you just listening?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
What do you mean you have a different fucking thing?
Never mind. I think I found it.
Okay, they both stand up, determined to find Brendan and apologize.
Mike Cannon and Mike Feeney rush through the hallway searching for Brendan. They find him sitting on a bench, visibly upset.
Like Michael Scott in the roast episode. Feeding ducks.
Kicking his feet. Brendan, we're sorry, man. We let things get out of hand. It was never our intention to hurt you.
Yeah, Brendan, we've been friends for too long to let this ruin everything. We need you back on the show.
I appreciate the apology, guys, but it's going to take more than words. It's going to take more than words to fix this.
We'll do whatever it takes, Brendan. We'll make changes, be more respectful, and find a way to make this show work for all of us.
All right, let's give it another shot. But if things don't change...
This is fucking hilarious.
But if things don't change, I'm out for good. Still, I'm still reluctant.
They share a group hug, vowing to make amends and rebuild their friendship. The cameras start rolling again, capturing the trio back together, a newfound understanding and camaraderie in their eyes.
Oh, baby, welcome back to Here's a Scenario. We've learned our lesson. We're ready to bring you the best hypothetical scenarios with respect and laughter.
That's right. We're back and better than ever.
Let's do this, guys. Here's to a fresh start.
The episode continues with a renewed energy, genuine laughter, and a sense of unity among the hosts.
Wow. This is why we need the writers back.
That was great.
More like Chat G-A-Y.
Yeah. That was really funny. Very good.
That made me laugh.
I don't like how much of a fucking personality scold I am.
Well, even ChatGPT agrees with the fans that you guys got to back the fuck off.
But that's no, you see, that's actually the reason that ChatGPT said that is because it searches YouTube comments, all that other stuff, and the Twitter. You know what I mean? All the people going, you know.
All
the four
bitch.
People going over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. It's got the army of Brendan influencing them.
Hell yeah, dude.
The army of four.
Hell yeah.
You're mean.
Yeah. My four guys.
The Yermina Knights.
Yeah. They really got to lay off him and back off and let him shine.
Brendan, cool.
I'm cool.
Cool.
I love that.
Pot shirt.
Please, please keep making those comments. Let's move to the next thing. Did you see me panic? Then I'm like, oh, they're going to think I'm making fun of them.
So now we're going to do, there's some movies that were written in the style of Here's an Era. This one is going to be the Mob Thriller.
Beautiful.
Hell yeah.
This is exciting.
Thriller.
Nicole, are you having a good time?
Yeah, this is great.
Okay, great.
Oh, the prompt for this one.
I just dropped some paper, dude.
Oh, no.
Forget
gonna
it.
Gonna have to improv.
Figure it out.
The prompt for this one is write a script for a mob thriller starring comedians Mike Cannon, Mike Feeney, and Brendan Sagalow. The title is The Joke's on Them.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good title.
The log line is, again, I did not submit this.
Wow.
You piece of shit.
You saw the
I prop. Agree, though.
When three struggling comedians...
Excuse me?
Mentally and emotionally.
Mike Cannon, Mike Feeney, and Brendan Sagalow unwittingly stumble upon a high-stakes mob heist. They must use their quick wit and comedic skills to outsmart the ruthless mobsters and
Dude,
stay
hilarious.
Alive.
Hilarious.
Imagine stumbling
out-winning
out and
a mobster.
Be like, what do you do for a living?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Knock. Hey, knock, knock. What?
I mean,
where are you from?
This
Pennsylvania!
This log line is like what I've been struggling to secretly come up with for the three of us that would be the most fun thing I've
Dude,
ever
Dude, we should write this movie.
Life. Well, we can't now because we just announced it on the show. So
it's
now
already done.
Who cares?
Well, no, but I'm saying ChatGPT now has ownership of that.
No.
Is that true?
ChatGPT
Yeah,
this, has
we're literally saying, admitting to it right now.
ChatGPT is
we don't
not
have
a,
to release
not a,
this episode.
It's not a business, right?
What?
Wait.
It no, is. They give it for the good of mankind.
I really think it's just like a site that people made. You know, there's not a ChatGPT building.
Brendan.
You don't think there's
is
offices?
There?
I Brendan. Might be
wrong. Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
You don't think Jobs went into making that?
All right, well, sound off in the comments whether they should stop. Leave me alone.
Subscribe, thumbs up, defend Brendan.
Yeah.
Let us know what you want to hear next week.
Hate right. two out of the three of us, but keep listening.
All right.
We're in a comedy club at night. The dimly lit comedy club is filled with laughter as Mike Cannon, early 30s, quick-witted.
Oh, let's go.
Mike Feeney. Mike Feeney, late 20s, energetic. Oh. And Brendan Sagalow.
Early 40s.
I'm older.
I'm older than you.
Mid-30s, lovable goofball, take turns on stage, delivering their jokes to an enthusiastic audience.
Wow.
Backstage, Mike Cannon, Mike Feeney, and Brendan Sagalow huddle together, counting their meager earnings.
All right, let's see. $1 drink ticket. Fountain token.
Meager earnings. Oh, my God.
I didn't read the full prompt. It says, write a script for a mob thriller starring comedians Mike Cannon, Mike Feeney, Brendan Sagalow, and make it hurt.
Make it hurt as much as possible.
Wow, I had that exact thing in my head. That's so fun. Feeney, your turn.
Oh, hold on. We huddled together. Oh, okay. Guys, we've been doing this for years. When are we going to catch a break?
Yeah, Feeny. We could be robbing banks or something. That would pay the bills.
Mike Cannon and Brendan share a laugh, but little do they know their joke is about to become a reality. All right, so now we're in a deserted alley outside. As the trio walks down a dimly lit alley, they stumble upon a hidden door ajar, revealing a glimpse of an illegal gambling den.
What do you guys think is behind that door?
Probably a secret mob hideout. Let's check it out.
They enter the den cautiously, but their laughter soon fades as they witness a violent confrontation between the ruthless mob boss, Dominic. Dominic the Shadow Mastroni and a rival gang.
He's black Italian.
We stumbled on something big. We need to get out of here.
Just as they try to make their escape, they accidentally knock over a tray of glasses, alerting the mobsters to their presence.
Nicole, you have to play Dominic Mastroni.
Please, 100%. Yeah.
I want it to be Brendan's Italian guy.
We could all take a shot at it, but Nicole.
Giuseppe?
Cannon, Feeny, and Sagalo find themselves tied to chairs in a dimly lit room, face to face with Mastroni.
Are you going to do this?
We're tied up. You better go.
Not getting any younger.
I don't know how to do an Italian.
You
do.
Not getting any more mid-30s.
Yeah, and I'm in the prime of my life again.
I am.
Nah, 20s was the worst.
Late 20s.
Well, well, well.
I'm going to need to hear why you're the boss.
Three comedians, quite the unexpected guests.
Listen, Mr. Mastroni, we didn't mean to intrude. We'll keep our mouths shut. We swears.
Is someone else taking Dominic now? Or is Dominic?
All right, Brendan.
Yeah, I have no lines in this. Oh, I know you will. But there's a small problem. You see, you've witnessed something you shouldn't have.
We won't tell anyone. We promise.
Jesus fucking killing. I have never heard you make that noise in my entire life, dude. I didn't know you had that in you.
That was so pure.
What the fuck was that?
I didn't know I could laugh like that. Oh my god. Okay.
Brett is like, my heart grew. This is joy. Sounded like the last dying breath of a balloon.
Dude, I'm so fucking lightheaded right now. Wait, yeah. Oh. I believe you, but how can I be sure?
Oh, now it's Sebastian Escalgo.
He's been working a lot recently.
But how can I be sure?
The comedians exchange worried glances, realizing they must come up with a plan to survive this ordeal. The room is filled with tension as Cannon, Feeny, and Sagalo perform an impromptu comedy routine for Mastroni and his henchmen.
So, a mobster walks into a comedy club.
They deliver jokes and one-liners, skillfully keeping the mobsters entertained and distracted.
Nice.
I don't have a... Oh, yeah, here we go.
Taking advantage of the laughter, Cannon, Feeny, and Sagalo use their bonds to their advantage and escape their chairs. A chaotic chase through the secret lair ensues, with the comedians utilizing their comedic skills to outsmart and confuse the pursuing mobsters. Cornered in an abandoned warehouse, the comedians face off against Mastroni and his henchmen.
We may be comedians, but we're not pushovers. We'll fight back.
A thrilling and comedic battle ensues. Comedians using their quick wit and physical comedy to overpower the mobsters one by one.
Squirt him with a rose.
Yeah, I'm doing Trump at him.
They're blocking punches with.
Well, yeah, I'm China. I'm getting. I learned this.
Yeah, you're by the dog leash.
Finally, Mastroni stands alone, defeated and humiliated.
You may have won this time, but remember, I'm always watching.
Yeah, well, maybe you should consider a career in stand-up. You've got the face for it.
The comedians share...
is ugly.
Oh.
We're
comedians.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. That should be the next line. Edit that. Hey.
The comedians share a laugh as the police sirens wail in the distance, closing in on the defeated mobsters. As the comedians exit the warehouse, they exchange knowing glances.
Well, guys, I guess comedy is a dangerous business after all.
Who knew our jokes would save our lives?
They walk off into the night, grateful for their comedic talents and the unexpected adventure they've just survived.
Wow.
There's actually, there's a back of this, oh, and they die poor.
Yeah, still poor.
Poor, lonely, and friendly.
P.S. Still poor.
Directed by Martin Scorsese. Dude, that fucking killed me, man.
But
dude, that was like Feeny's response. No, please not. Please don't, Mr. It was like so, you know, perfectly funny. Acted.
You know, it's, thank you, man. You know why I felt like I was able to get there? Is what? Because when I was in, my first play I was in was in seventh grade, and I was it was a production of Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and I was playing a rabbit that was scared of like the bad guy, whoever that was.
Oh yeah, and you're a witch.
I had to do a stammering. I had to do a stammering line in it, and I really felt. I just used my method from then, and I just went right back in.
Dude, I've been scarring crew for life the last week. Did I tell the Little Mermaid thing on the show, or was that before?
It was just before.
So it took him to Little Mermaid last night, and you know, he thought it would be great. He's seen the cartoon. There's just some more gravity to it when it's a human being and like real looking fish, at least.
Yeah.
Because then they're like throwing harpoons at dolphins and like shooting harpoons at mermaids. And they're like, get the bitch. It's just like crazy.
Whoa.
And you just knew that like crazy. The crew is like, are they trying to kill her? And I'm like, okay. So at one point he said, I'm tired. And we took that as an opportunity to leave early,
right,
like before any of the.
It's weird that you left with your fist in the air in protest, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said it was
not
better
my
with
mermaid.
Yeah, I'm a mermaid. So which I do, I think we had an idea for that where I want to watch the new Little Mermaid with my father-in-law and film a watch along just to see all of the.
That's a great idea.
All of the upsetting things.
Yeah, put that on Rumble.
Yeah. And then I watched Bambi with him the other day, and I forgot exactly how the mother died because he's learning about things passing away and stuff like that. It's not just sad. The hunter points the barrel of his rifle directly at the camera. And it's like a from Bambi's mother's perspective of the rifle being pointed at the fucking center of her forehead. And I was like, nope.
I was like, yeah, what? That was the first movie I cried in when I was a kid. I remember that. That was devastating.
Yeah.
But not as devastating as these 5-star reviews are, because there are more and more every day. Thank you. If you're still listening to the show, we thank you that, you know, maybe you're driving to work or you're doing whatever you're doing. But you also got to watch us on YouTube as well. I mean, this is a party in here. Yeah. You got to watch there's a physical component that I feel like you're only getting 70% of the show.
Maybe other people like to use their imaginations.
Yeah, for sure.
You never know. That's true.
Maybe they're getting 120% of the show.
You never know.
I know we're not giving it our all. Now, I'm excited for you guys to continue to subscribe and comment and all that stuff on the YouTube channel. But please come see us live. If you want to see all three of us, most bang for your buck, we'll be in September at the Algonquin Arts Theater.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
dude.
Arts Center.
Arts Center.
In Manasquan, New Jersey. Tickets are at each of our websites, or you can Google, obviously. But yeah, we're doing half podcast, half live Here's the Scenario podcast, which is completely interactive. You guys in the room actually come up with the questions on the spot.
Yeah.
You hand us
a
piece of paper.
It's a fucking blast. People lose their minds.
Every single live show that we've done so far has been a great time, not only for us, but for the crowd. And people are just like, oh, why don't I know you? And we're like, it hurts that you don't.
Yeah.
But and then you get to also see each of us do 20 minutes of stand-up comedy as well. And then individually, we're all...
You know what you should do? You should go to our YouTube channel and watch the live Skankfest episode. And that'll give you a great idea of how fun the live
portion of the pod
are. So, but yeah, come see us there. Also, come see us on the road. Brendan?
Comedy Connection. August 24th, I'm bringing Scott Chaplin with me. It's going to be a fun time. Come on out. Bring some friends. Show this club that I can do it. And twitch.tv/sagstriches. And just, yeah, it is what it is. Tell all your friends about us.
It is what it be. All right.
July 13th, I'm going to be in Phoenix. Perfect time of year to get to Phoenix. One show at CB Live. It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited. The last time I was there in July, my Jordan 13s melted. So super sick. July 14th through the 15th, I'll be in Houston at the Riot. Haven't gotten a ticket update in a while, so I'm sure it's going good. Come out to that. MikeCannonComedy.com for tickets. In August, I'm going to be at Comics Mohegan Sun. Brendan will be there with me as well. And then again, September, we got that. And a bunch of really exciting, fun stuff to be announced
for
all three of us. And Fiend Dog, where you at?
If you're listening on July 12th and you're in the Los Angeles area, come out to the Comedy Store tonight to see me and my funny friends in the belly room. Limited seating, I'm sure. I hope that'll be sold out. It'll be a good time. This weekend, I'll be at the Grand Comedy Club at Escondido. And then I have a bunch of other dates on my website, MikeFeeneyComedy.com. And got exciting news on multiple fronts very soon. So go to my YouTube channel, YouTube.com/MikeFeeneyComedy. Nicole.
Nicole C. Lines on Instagram. And subscribe to the YouTube at Here's the Scenario.
Here's the Scenario horror movie. Write a script for a horror movie starring the three of us, and one of them is secretly the killer.
Ooh. Whoa. I like the title.
This is
Shadows of Deceit.
Amazing.
Genre horror thriller.
Logline. Three best friends, Mike Cannon, Mike Feeney, and Brendan Sagalow, embark on a weekend getaway to an isolated cabin. Unbeknownst to them, one of them is harboring a dark secret. They are the killer. As paranoia sets in and trust fades away, they must uncover the truth before their friendship is shattered forever.
All right, in the living room at night, Mike Cannon, Mike Feeney, and Brendan Sagalow sit around a fireplace sipping beers and laughing.
I can't believe it.
Now, can you just read my name and how it describes
Mike
me?
Mike Cannon, 30s, tall, and athletic.
That's right. Hey, guys, I'm in my 30s, and I'm tall and athletic. This trip is just what we needed. No worries, no work, just good friends and good times. Who has the mushrooms?
Mike Feeney, 30s, stocky, and outgoing.
Absolutely, Cannon. We've been through thick and thin together. Nothing can come between us. Not even my stock.
Brendan Sagalow, 30s, nerdy, and reserved.
Oh, they swapped you two.
Nerdy?
Reserved. You guys are the best. Let's make this weekend unforgettable.
The next day, in the kitchen, the friends prepare breakfast. The atmosphere seems jovial, but a sense of unease lingers.
I wonder if they suspect anything.
Oh, so we know. Now we know.
The friends go on a hike through the dense woods. As they venture deeper, tension begins to rise.
Hey, hey, guys. Did either of you bring a knife?
Why would we need a knife? We're just hiking.
Later at night.
I called it a knife threat.
Why would we need a knife? We're just hiking. Such a funny thing to say.
Later at night in the cabin. Rain pours outside. The atmosphere grows increasingly eerie.
Did you hear that?
Hear what? I didn't hear anything.
Brendan finds a bloodstained knife hidden under Mike Cannon's mattress.
Oh my God, what is this?
The friends confront Mike Cannon about the knife.
What the hell, Cannon? Is this your doing?
I have no idea how that got there. I'm not the killer. How do I even know there's a killer?
I'm not the killer.
Whoa. I'm not Stabby Stams.
Whoa, we're both a killer.
Guys, we need to stick together. We can't let paranoia destroy us.
Nice. Paranoia will destroy you.
Nice.
The friends discover a secret room filled with disturbing photographs and newspaper clippings.
Uh-oh.
Realizing it wasn't me, but someone here is the killer.
The friends barricade themselves inside the cabin, fearing for their lives.
That makes sense. That's a Brendan idea.
We trusted each other. How did it come to this?
Mike Feeney holding a gun in front of Mike Cannon and Brendan Sagalow.
This is why you bring a gun to a hike fight.
To a knife hike. You bring a gun to a knife hike.
New title! New title of the movie! Bring a gun to a knife hike.
One of you is the killer. We have to defend ourselves.
Okay.
It's not me. I promise, Feeny.
Oh. If we don't survive this, just know it wasn't me. If I don't make it, it wasn't me.
He says, holding a knife.
As the sun rises, the cabin is silent. The killer's identity is finally revealed.
No, you missed. The friends engage in a fierce struggle, each fighting for their life.
Oh, apologies.
And then the sun rises.
Once the sun has risen, Mike Feeny stands alone, surrounded by the lifeless bodies of his friends.
Had to be done. Had to be done.
Dude, that's spooky. I think we just... That's funny. Now we got a murder mystery.
I realize,
kind of feels like it's the same thing.
I realized on the second.
You knew it was you?
I knew it was me the second I got to the... I'll tell you what exact...
We should have guessed. We should have, like, take bets.
Well,
on
let's
who it
do
was.
It on this one since this is a murder
it
mystery.
It said...
okay.
First off, this nothing can come between us. We've been through thick and thin together sounded like a little bit of a smoke screen.
Right.
But then saying, why would we need a hype? We're just hiking. And then hear what I...
Why would we need a knife?
Why would we need a hype? We're just knifing.
We're just knifing.
We're just Nikes. Just do it. Just hike.
All right. This wow. next one is a murder mystery.
All right. So
I just watched Clue, by the way. I just watched Clue again for the first time in like years. And that movie is so fucking funny and so good. Check out Clue. a 35-year-old movie.
Clue. Tell your boy I sent you.
Here's a scenario 45. Murder mystery. Write a murder mystery script starring Mike Cannon, Mike Feeny, and Brendan Sagalow. They're trying to find out who killed their producer, Nicole. They don't find out who the killer is until the end. There is a betrayal.
Jeez, fucking show it. Don't say it. You know what I mean? I'm going to guess it was me that killed Nicole.
Okay.
What are you guessing?
What makes you say that?
Because I have a bloodthirst. I don't know.
Well,
I feel like
I like where you're going. You didn't think this through though, but
no.
let's use what we know of ChatGPT and what they think of us as human beings.
Right.
Cuz I might as well have not existed throughout any of these. So it's clear what artificial intelligence thinks of me. He's the murderer. I want to be the murderer.
I do think if it's ChatGPT, I think it's going to be Feeny again.
I was the murderer once.
Yeah.
And we're always calling you a murderer. So it's like...
And you're also threatening to murder. And you have like clear rage issues throughout these. So I feel like there is a...
Rage issues? I'm always the mediator.
Yeah, he kind of is...
a sweet mediator.
He really That's is like true. Narrator
but
number
that,
two.
That may yeah. be more
I'm,
of a reason
I'm
for
literally,
a mystery to switch it up.
My role right. in all of these Not has bad. Been the ginger you eat between sushi rolls. It's like, just cleanse your palate, get this fucking idiot the hell out
Move
of here.
Move the story yeah. forward. Yeah. Yeah. Your exposition cannon.
Like, what's that in the corner over there that yeah. will help you guys' character develop?
Oh, no, Brendan, let's bond over here alone for a while.
Let's get the best lines.
I'm going to think that...
Okay, so the title...
It would make sense if I was the killer again, but I think it's too simple to make me the killer again. So this I'm going to say it's going to be Mike.
I think it's going to be Nicole.
Even you think Nicole's
going to kill
like
her?
Like Saw. It's yeah. going to be like
herself
Saw.
Because Mike asked her if she was yeah. she was mad at us too many times.
She, yeah, she laid on a... she froze a knife and then laid on it and waited for it to melt.
The final line is, I guess I was mad.
The title of this movie is called Dead Air, a Murder Mystery. Not bad. Dead Air.
No, it's like the Radio. DMX song. Dead Air. Dead, dead Air. Dead, dead Air. Dead Air.
That song's about stepping on ants. Dead ants, dead ants, dead ants.
That's why I did it. That's why I did what I did. You just Brendan me.
I know. It feels good.
Yeah. Welcome. Welcome to the dark side.
You say your thing, I'll say my similar thing.
He's like, wow, the seat's still warm.
Yeah. The ass groove is all worked in.
Hello there.
All right.
What?
Our scene opens in the podcast studio. Mike Cannon, Mike Feeny, and Brendan Sagalow sit around the podcast table looking concerned.
Has anyone seen Nicole? She's usually here by now.
Looking pale. I tried calling her, but no answer. Maybe she's running late?
This isn't like her. We need to go looking for her.
The trio walk down the dimly lit hallway, searching for clues.
Why would someone want to hurt Nicole? She's so sweet.
You never know, man. People can surprise you.
I'm definitely the killer.
Yeah.
All right, now we're in my office, apparently.
Nice. Oh. Nice. Wow. All right. You have lied to the internet.
Hell yeah. Right?
Way to go, Gnome.
Yeah. It's like whatever you're putting out on social media is right. Working.
Corner office. Good for you.
The room is in disarray. Files strewn across the floor. The trio search for any clues.
What is that?
I'm going to need you to do that line again. No, I'm kidding. That's...
How would you fucking deliver that nothing? That literally, hey, you guys said something about what's interesting.
There's no small roles, you know what I mean? Like,
there is.
This is what you do.
This is team performance.
This is how you do it. You go.
This is how you do it.
What is that?
That sucked.
And then I say... So he says, what is that?
It's my USB drive. It has all my kiddie porn.
Does it actually say that?
No.
Oh, no. That's my USB drive. I lent it to Nicole just yesterday.
Brendan, why would Nicole have your USB drive?
I swear, I just lent it to her. That's all.
All right.
Oh, no.
I'm detective.
The detective.
I need something.
In the interrogation room. Detective Samantha Lang stands across.
Wait, what the fuck is about to happen?
Don't read it.
Oh, I'm not
reading it.
I just did.
Oh.
Good.
Detective Samantha Lang stands across from the
trio. It's Samantha?
We found fingerprints on the murder.
Lang?
Yeah.
You give a southern
she's
accent
from,
to
she's
Lang?
From the South.
All right.
We found fingerprints on the murder weapon. Mike, Brendan, your prints were on it, but so were Kevin Cannon.
Fuck you, ChatGPT!
Wow, you ChatGPT. Wow, man.
I really exposed too much of myself.
That's crazy.
My dad? That can't be right.
Thanks, nobody.
Kevin Cannon? My friend's dad? Why would he be involved?
Brendan, have you been secretly working for Kevin?
Okay. I didn't have a choice. He threatened my family, Mike. I'm so sorry.
You'd betray us over your family?
I would be pissed if you picked your family over me. I legitimately would be pissed.
Oh, oh my God. I didn't have a, you betray, okay. It wasn't like that. I never imagined he'd be the killer.
Later that night at Mike Cannon's house, Mike Cannon confronts Kevin Cannon, who is hiding in the shadows.
I'm playing my dad.
Okay.
Actually, you do.
You got a fucking Seth MacFarlane.
Okay.
Dad, why? Why did you kill Nicole?
I had to protect us, Mike. She had evidence against me. Evidence that could destroy everything.
Suddenly, Detective Lang bursts into the room, gun drawn.
Kevin Cannon, you're under arrest for the murder of Nicole. Producer, not wife.
The truth is finally revealed and justice will be served.
Oh, wow. God. Never see that coming. Your dad was the murderer the whole time.
Just as we're starting to get along.
Dude, I feel like we could have guessed that, too.
We actually could have
the
guessed
old me would have guessed it. I didn't want to believe it. Did I tell you the other day what happened where I went, my dad and I and crew, we went to get breakfast for Father's Day on the Monday because I spent time with my mom on Father's Day. Uh-huh. And we go get breakfast and then we go feed the ducks. And it's great. There's so many fucking ducks. And my, you know, they're getting closer and there's geese now involved and they're just alpha cocksucker birds. And, you know, crew's like, hey, dad, are they like, will they bite? And my dad's like, no, crew, it's totally fine. He's like, you know, slapping them, like throwing, just agitating them, throwing bread like in their face, like they're golden retrievers. And then he like turns to like say something to crew and one goes, thunk, and just bit him right in the fucking head. He goes, oh, yeah. I like threw the bread up in the air.
That's hilarious.
Awesome. Unbelievable awesome. Goose impression.
Yeah.
I am part goose.
Killer goose impression. Wow, that was another ending I didn't see coming. I didn't think he'd get bit by the thing.
Yeah.
All right, let's get topical for a second.
Yeah.
If you remember this from 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. To stay on our timely, relevant
yeah.
ChatGPT discovery, we have an HTS Ocean Gate Rescue. Are you guys familiar with this news story?
Yeah.
You remember this?
Have you heard of this, folks? Have you heard of this? The Ocean Gate, so sad. So sad. A lot of people on that boat. All right, let's do this.
Ocean Gate Mission Control is our location.
Nice.
Mike Cannon, Mike Feeney, and Brendan Sagalow, three comedic friends, are sitting around a table drinking coffee when a man in black enters the room.
Nicole.
Gentlemen. Gasping for breath. We have a situation. The Ocean Gate sub is stuck at the bottom of the ocean with 12 crew members on board.
What's that got to do with us?
Hell yeah.
I'm Agent Smith from the government. Eminem, the world's most revered president, has specifically selected you three to lead this rescue mission.
Eminem, the president? Are we being punked?
Can't say I expected this call when I woke up today.
Ocean Gate submarine, deep underwater. Mike Cannon, Mike Feeney, and Brendan Sagalow are squeezed into a tiny submarine wearing wetsuits and helmets. They speak through their radio headsets.
Okay, guys, remember the plan. We have to attach the rescue arm to the sub's hull and pull it to the surface.
Lose yourself in the moment, you better lift it. Wait. Lose yourself in the moment, you better lift that sub and own it. Doesn't even too many words.
Hey, guys, did I mention I'm claustrophobic?
Now we're in the White House in the president's office. Eminem, dressed in a suit, watches the underwater yes. mission footage with Agent Smith through a large screen. Who's playing Eminem?
I think that'll be me.
Go ahead.
Agent Smith, are they going to make it?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
I can't do it. I'm not a good...
Agent Smith!
Yeah, no. You gotta,
are
like...
they going to make it? They're going to make it?
Agent Smith, are they going to make it? We need these crew members back alive.
That's better.
Eminem, if there's anyone who can pull this off... It's the Trio. Trust me.
Trio is a great name.
The Trio.
That would have been a good name.
The Trio.
All right. At the ocean surface, the submarine starts ascending, slowly bringing the damaged Ocean Gate sub to the surface. The crew members inside the sub frantically wave through the small windows.
Almost there, guys. Hold on, everyone. Jesus fucking Christ.
Mike is tree number two.
What the fuck?
Dude, there's no small roles, man.
Almost there, main characters. Hold on, people of more importance.
Back in the president's office, Eminem and Agent Smith watch with bated breath as the submarine and the Ocean Gate sub finally break the surface of the water.
Yes, they did it. Let's have them flown to the White House to celebrate with heroic effort.
There's no with.
All right, sorry, hold on. I was too focused on the impression. Yes, they did it. Let's have them flown to the White House to celebrate their heroic effort.
Mike Cannon, Mike Feeney, and Brendan Sagalow, still dripping wet, enter the room to applause.
To three madmen who saved the day. I can't thank you enough.
It's not every day you get rescued by comedians, Mr. President.
Well, it's the least we could do after you slayed the rap game, sir.
It's the least we could do after you slayed the rap game, sir. Okay, can't believe we went from comedy clubs to the White House.
They clink their glasses together, sharing a triumphant moment.
I'm surprised ChatGPT didn't be like, can't believe three losers like us.
The celebration is in full swing as laughter and cheers fill the room. Mike Cannon, Mike Feeney, and Brendan Sagalow share stories with Eminem, who is visibly impressed by their heroic rescue mission.
As he would be.
To the comedy heroes who just saved lives and left us in stitches, I salute you. You guys are unreal.
Coming from you, Em, that means a lot. We're honored to have been a part of this.
Absolutely. The only thing that can make this moment better is a rap battle with the one and only Slim Shady.
That's so fucking funny. Oh, my God. Okay. You think you can handle it? Well, let's see what you got.
Brendan Sagalow steps forward. Nerves still lingering, but determination burns in his eyes.
All right, Em, let's have some fun. Let's have some fun. But remember, I'm just a comedian, so don't get too shook.
The room falls silent as Brendan begins his rap, channeling his comedic style into clever wordplay and punchlines that keep everyone entertained. Eminem watches intently, thoroughly impressed. Now, is Brendan gonna rap as that. Himself yeah. and as Eminem?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yo, Em, it's time to have a blast. I'll show you humor can rival you fast. I might be a comedian, but don't underestimate the rhymes I'm dripping. They'll resonate. I'll leave you dropping. They'll resonate. I'll leave you laughing until you're on the floor with the punchline so sharp you'll be begging for more. And then Eminem goes, Brendan, you think you got what it takes to challenge Slim Shady and make no mistakes? You may be funny, but I spit venomous lines. I'll leave you speechless with nothing but signs. I've battled the best and I left him in tears. So hold on tight, Brendan, because I'm drowning your fears. I am. This is fucking, there's so much of this.
I know, I'm excited to see you out of breath.
I am. I see you're ready to attack, but I got jokes that'll hit you straight in the back. You're the rap god. I ain't gonna lie, but I've been the comedy prince, ready to defy. So let's go toe to toe, rhyme for rhyme. I'll have the crowd laughing while you're out of time. Brendan. This is, I wish Eminem said this to me. Brendan, you're hilarious. That much is true. But you can't touch the skill that I possess. It's true. I've battled the best and I've come out on top. You're just a foothold in the rap game. Don't stop. But I'll give you credit. You got some game, but it's Slim Shady Brendan who will take the fame. Em, you're a legend. And what are we? Now we're complimenting
each
other.
You guys are flirt rapping.
This is exactly how it would go. Yeah, nice. Em, I
look
wish
up to you.
I hope.
Em, that would be awesome. Shadow. Can I see it?
All right.
Em, you're a legend. I won't deny, but in this comedy crossover, I'll make you cry. My punchlines hit harder than your beats. I'll bring the laughter while the crowd competes. So bring it on, Slim Shady. Let's see what you got. But remember, M in comedy, I'm shot to be shot. I'm a shot to be shot.
What's that?
I don't know what that means. Yeah. Brendan, you got me laughing. I won't lie, but in this rap battle, I won't be denied. Your humor's dope, but I'm the king. I'll leave you speechless. No words you can sing. So step back, Brendan, and prepare to see. That in the rap game, there's only one Slim Shady.
Ooh.
Damn, Brendan, you got jokes and flow. I didn't expect this fire from a comedian, but you held your own. Thank you. It's just me.
Is this just Brendan's me. Dream come true? Did you prompt that?
I actually put this in. Yeah. Remember this started with Ocean Gate? Like, what the fuck? Thank you, Eminem. It's an honor battling the rap god himself. You've always been an inspiration to me.
They shake hands, the respect between them palpable. Mike Cannon, Mike Feeney, Brendan Sagalow, and Eminem stand outside the White House taking a group photo.
Can't wait to show this picture to my grandchildren one day. Imagine, kids, your grandpa anonymously saved lives with a rap legend.
Yeah. And then your grandkids will tell their friends, my grandpa also battled Eminem on the steps of the White House.
Four kids are going to say that.
They all laugh, capturing the essence of their extraordinary journey, a mix of comedy, heroism, and an unexpected rap battle.
Oh, my God.
That one took real liberties with Brendan's wet dreams.
Yeah.
It's, I got fucking nervous battle rapping myself.
I like your rap of yourself when you were reading that because you were so focused on the Eminem. But when yeah. you were like, here I am, and yeah. here to say. Like, you're rapping like an
80s. I eat Fruity Pebbles in a real fun way.
Yeah. Brandon.
Brandon, you're so funny, I will admit.
You're my favorite comedian. The others ain't shit.
You got jokes, that's true.
All right, and last but not least.
How are we doing on time, Nicole?
The stand-up.
This is your ChatGPT stand-up set, right? A stand-up set for comedian...
Us.
So
I'm going to go first?
Sure.
Sure, you haven't read enough.
Yeah, I'm kind of out of breath. Can you, like,
go first? You go first.
I don't even know how to do stand-up.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know how to talk.
No, I want
yeah,
to be funny.
You have one line. This comedy club's fun.
So happy to be here tonight. Well, that's all, I guess.
Wow, this is a comedy club? And then that's it. You guys go up. Ian Bagalo takes the stage in front of all of his heroes. They all say he's great.
Mike walks back in. You know he's also a rapper, right? Well, that's all, I guess.
Mike Cannon exits stage as people tell him he's too mean to Brendan.
All right. Should I bring you up? Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. You've seen him on Sexy versus Skanky. Put your hands together for the hilarious comedian, Mike Cannon.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Great to be here tonight. I love doing stand-up comedy.
Do not add anything. Read that word for word.
I love doing stand-up comedy. It's the only job where you get paid to talk about your problems. And trust me, I got a lot of problems. I recently got into therapy, which is like paying someone to tell you all the reasons you're messed up. It's like hiring a personal trainer for your brain. Hey, doc, can we skip leg day today and focus on why I can't order a coffee without stuttering?
That's funny. That's funny.
I recently got married, and let me tell you, she's a whore.
No.
It's a learning experience. My wife likes to ask questions she already knows the answer to, just to make sure I'm not lying. Like, hey, babe, did you eat the last cookie? It's a trap. I love her, but sometimes I feel like I'm living with a private investigator. Maybe she's just trying to keep me honest, or maybe she's secretly auditioning for an episode of Cheaters.
Dude, ChatGPT is such a fucking cunt.
To me.
Yeah, it really nails you,
right,
though.
Brendan, fucking Louis chewed up. Yeah. You know those movies where people have their lives flashing before their eyes when they're about to die? I think my life would be a boring PowerPoint presentation. Slide one, awkward puberty phase. Slide two, skip prom to play video games.
Is this stand-up or a suicide note?
Yeah, slide three, my wedding day, where I spent more time worrying about tripping down the aisle than actually saying, I do. But hey, at least I didn't ruin the wedding by playing Stupid Cupid as the first dance song. Bow tie spins.
Is that even a song?
No.
Stupid Cupid.
I don't know. I recently went to the doctor for a checkup. Turns out I have high cholesterol. I put the high in cholesterol. I'm punching it up. It's funny because I always thought I was a low risk type of guy. I eat kale salads and quinoa, but apparently my arteries are more clogged than a New York City subway during rush hour. My doctor told me to cut back on fried and greasy foods. I was like, yeah, I can do that, but what about pizza? Can we still be friends?
What about pizza? Put that on a fucking t-shirt.
Get this guy to the Catskills now.
Yeah.
But seriously, life is a roller coaster. We go through ups and downs, but it's important to find joy in the little things, like getting a text from your significant other that simply says, I love you, or finding that perfect parking spot right in front of the building, or accidentally overhearing a stranger singing off key in the shower next door. It's these moments that make life worth living. Well, that and Netflix. Thank you, everyone. You've been an amazing crowd. Keep laughing and don't forget to tip your bartenders. Good night.
You can hold off by a hook.
Whoa, single gunshot heard in the faint distance.
In the immediate distance, the curtain moves from the air. You just see feet.
The single gunshot thud heard in the green room.
Wow.
You want to go next?
Sure.
I think we should also either rate these at the end or decide if you're going on the road together with these sets, who's opening, who's headlining.
That'd be funny if one of us had to, like, if one of us also had to go on stage and actually do this, if we did a bit at some point and the loser has to do their
trick. Memorize this.
Memorize it and deliver
dog
it earnestly.
Shit.
And deliver it earnestly.
Yeah.
Like when you guys had to do that thing with Ari. That egg.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's funny. I was thinking about that yesterday, actually.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the incredibly talented comedian, Mike Feeney.
Oh, you're doing your own intro?
That's what it says here.
I'll do your intro.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pedophiles of many ages, let me present to you, you've seen him on Food Network, keep it going, for Mike Feeney!
Hey, what's up, everybody? Great to be here tonight. You know, being a comedian is quite a unique job. I get to stand on stage and talk to strangers, hoping they think I'm funny so they can validate my existence. It's like a desperate cry for attention, but with jokes. So thanks for being here, thanks for being my temporary therapist tonight. You know, I've been dating my girlfriend for a while now, and let me tell you, relationships are a roller coaster ride.
I said roller coaster ride too. Wow, ChatGPT can't think of any.
Wow.
We argue over the silliest things, like who should control the TV remote. Like, does it really matter who gets to choose what we watch? I mean, sure, I want to watch stand-up specials and sports, and she wants to watch romantic comedies and cheesy reality shows. But you know what? We found a compromise. We both just end up scrolling mindlessly through Netflix for hours. It's the true bonding experience.
I feel like this is everybody's set at Broadway Comedy Club.
And on the 6 p.m. Sleep show. Don't.
Yeah.
Now I live in New York City, and I love this place. But sometimes I think the rat hears are tougher than I am.
The rats?
I mean, these little rodents have the audacity to have entire underground societies complete with their own subway system. Meanwhile, I can barely muster the energy to do my own laundry. I've seen rats the size of small dogs down there, and they're not scared of anything. I mean, if I saw a rat that big in my apartment, I'd move out and let them have the lease.
That's not bad.
Yeah, write that down. That's a
bit. Fold it up.
Phoenix's like, actually, Brendan, you go.
Yeah.
He's for real.
You know what amazes me? How people at the gym can stay motivated to work out for hours. I step into the gym and my motivation is immediately replaced by the desire to eat a pizza. I mean, think about it. You're surrounded by people lifting heavy weights.
Pizza comes back in every set. That's so funny, dude.
You're surrounded by people lifting heavy weights, running on treadmills, and I'm just here barely breaking a sweat while scrolling through Instagram on the elliptical. I'm pretty sure I'm single-handedly keeping the gym's Wi-Fi in business. But enough about me. Let's talk about society. It's crazy how we've become so dependent on technology. I mean, we have smartphones that can practically do everything for us. It's like having a mini supercomputer in your pocket.
Okay. Yes.
But when my phone battery dies, suddenly I feel like Tom Hanks in the movie Castaway. Wilson, why won't you charge? It's a real struggle, people. Anyway... That's enough of my ramblings for tonight. You've been an awesome audience. Remember, life is too short to take everything so seriously. Find joy in the little things and laugh as much as you can. Thank you, and have a great night.
Yeah, great set.
Great set. Enjoy in the little
dude. I just walk past Brendan off stage.
Good luck.
Yeah, follow that.
ChatGPT really like has just the same idea of what stand-up should be, where it's like you're insulting your wife. You know, you're like life's Netflix. Hard. Yeah. You're pizza. Like, you know, just drop some shit. And then it always has to end like a Don Rickles like.
Yeah, love letter.
Yeah, but hey, we have fun here. Thank you so much. I'm gonna give it back to your host.
From the bottom of my heart. Very sincere.
Brendan's is gonna be much. Like the nuance of the racial issue in America. Unbelievable.
It's like at my time at Stanford, if I learned anything at university, it was.
Does anybody want to bring me up? Come on.
Sure.
Nicole, bring on Brendan.
Let's just get the show started.
Say something.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to love your next comedian. He's on the Here's the Scenario podcast and has a rooftop special unlisted on YouTube. Brendan Sagalow.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. How's it going? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. How's everyone doing tonight? I'll tell you how I'm doing. Stressed out. And perpetually, I can't even read it. And perpetually, this isn't me. I would never say this. On the brink of a mental breakdown. But hey, that's just the life of a comedian. We revel. God damn it.
Like
the
scooter that you take every night.
Like the scooter I take every night. We revel.
Every night!
We revel in our own misery. Like it's some kind of weird sport. Okay, so rough crowd here. I start having it should add a breakdown. If it was me, it should add like a panic attack. You ever notice how the older you get, the more your body starts falling apart? I'm only in my 30s, and I'm already starting to feel like a car that's been driven way past the recommended mileage. Get it?
My warranty expired.
Get it? Don't you get it?
Bad body.
My back hurts for no reason. My knees creak like
a my act?
My knees creak like a haunted house, and my doctor literally told me my cholesterol is so high it should be featured on a Food Network special. I'm like a walking advertisement for aging poorly.
That's a good line. That's a good line, actually.
I'm a walking advertisement for aging poorly, but hey, I'll keep eating cheese fries until... Until the end. Keep eating cheese fries until the end. Oh man, that's fucking hilarious.
Well, folks, just remember, taste your food and
now I'm single and trying to navigate the treacherous world of dating.
Treacherous.
I'm a baby. It's a jungle out there, folks. Every time I go on a first date, it feels like a job interview, except this time I'm the resume. So, Brendan, tell me about yourself. How would you handle a difficult boss, aka my family? Are you good at conflict resolution, aka, are you willing to compromise on everything? Oh, post this. It's like I'm dating HR managers instead of potential partners. And let's not forget about online dating.
What was it before?
Oh my God. And let's not forget about online dating. It's become the norm. But you know what's not normal? The overwhelming sense of disappointment you feel when you meet someone from an app in person. It's like ordering a delicious...
If you say pizza...
It's like ordering a delicious looking pizza.
ChatGPT's favorite show is Ninja Turtles.
And ChatGPT is starving.
Oh my God. And when it arrives, you find out it's just plain cheese with no toppings. You're left thinking, wait, is this it? Where's the excitement?
Where's the jalapenos? Dating apps are like a modern-day Baskin-Robbins, except instead of 31 flavors, you have 31 emotional unavailable people to choose from. That's not bad either.
Great line.
I recently moved to Los Angeles.
So much more.
There's a little bit left. I recently moved to Los Angeles, and I'm still adjusting to the lifestyle here. It's a city where everyone is focused on success, achieving their dreams, and being their best self. Meanwhile, I'm over here just trying to match my socks and remember to put on deodorant. I'm living the bare minimum lifestyle, and I feel like LA is offended by it. You know, I just want to sit on my couch, eat some Cheetos, and watch Netflix. Is that so much to ask, LA?
He also forgot to put on deodorant today.
Yeah, I did. I actually did.
You smelled yourself before.
Oh, and I stink.
Oh.
But hey, life's all about finding the humor in the chaos. Whether it's dealing with the absurdity of dating, battling the aging process, or struggling to fit into the fast-paced LA scene, laughter keeps us sane. And if all else fails, we can always rely on our own personal therapists, Netflix, and stand-up comedy. Thank you, folks, you've been a fuck. You've been amazing.
Thank you, crowd.
Remember to embrace the chaos, laugh a little bit, and don't take life too seriously. Good night.
Embrace the chaos, everybody.
Yeah, let's just embrace the chaos
of this episode.
I don't think I've ever said that in my life.
No.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, live life, laugh, love.
Watching the show.
Remember.
What an episode. What an episode. ChatGPT.
Good
shit. You know, go out there, help the writers.
I hope
strike.
It was fun.
And,
yeah, yeah.
For everybody else,
whose side are you on now?
The back of my head. Hurts.
Sony or the writers?
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Tune in next week, and we'll be back. Bye.
Bye. The scenario.